Esto es El Grano Lopri. Todas las semanas a esta hora, por gentileza de Aluminio Sonac, este espacio que dedicamos a la country music, country, country western, honky tonk, bluegrass. Y hoy comenzamos con un álbum que nos encanta y que en más de una ocasión lo hemos traído aquí al programa. Está grabado en el 77 en Austin, con uno de los grandes del bluegrass, como es Earl Scruggs. Y no solamente Earl Scruggs, prácticamente todos sus hijos tocan algún instrumento. Pues aquí tenemos a parte de la familia de Earl Scruggs, tenemos a Randy, a Gary y luego pues a Gene Murphy, Jody Mafes y Steve Scruggs. Steve Scruggs también, pues uno de los de Earl Scruggs Revue. Qué buen disco este, grabado, como digo, en directo en Austin en el año 1977, con canciones como esta, I Shall Be Realized. Es un clásico de Dylan y esa es una buena versión country con Earl Scruggs y su banda. ¿Cuántas versiones han hecho de las canciones de Dylan, eh? Como ese I Shall Be Realized con Earl Scruggs, este álbum grabado en directo en el año 77 en Austin. Y otra de esas canciones que nos encanta de este álbum es esta canción de la piscina, de Swimming Song, de Earl Scruggs Revue.
This summer I was swimming, the the summer I might have drowned, but I held my breath to kick my feet and I moved my arms around. Yes, I moved my arms around. This is my swim in the ocean, swim in a swimming pool. Suck my wounds, careen my eyes, I'm a self-destructive fool. I'm a self-destructive fool.
Canciones para disfrutar, ¿eh? Este álbum, bueno, hacía tiempo que no lo traíamos y de vez en cuando lo vemos a la discoteca porque lo tenemos en formato vinilo y decimos, no, vamos a pinchar un par de canciones en el Gran Europri de Ear Esgrau con su familia. Bueno, tal día como hoy del año 37 nació este cantante que nos dejó ya también hace algunos años, Jerry Reed.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash, left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar up under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-haunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck, so I bummed me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started checking out some of them all-night bars, hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. Got the same old story to them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in hobo jungles, bombed a 1,000 miles of track, till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama, at a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like with a swinging little guitar man. Show 'em, son. Take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down round Mobile, or make it on out to the club called Jack's if you've got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor, digging the finest little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. And guess who's leading that five-piece band? Why wouldn't you know it's that swinging little guitar man.
Una de las canciones más representativas de Jerry Reed, sin duda, este Guitar Man. conocido cantante de música country que nació el 20 de marzo de 1937, cantautor y actor estadounidense. Bueno, y gracias a esta canción que estamos escuchando del año 1973, pues este cantante, Joe Red, recibió un Grammy. Said me a few choice words all about that demon, the automobile, the metal monster with the polyglass wheels, the end result of the dream of Henry Ford. Well, now I've got a car that's mine alone, but me and the finance company own a ready-made pile of manufactured grief. And if I ain't out of gas in the pouring rain, I'm a change in a flat in a hurricane. I once spent 3 days lost on a clover leaf. Well, it ain't just the smoke and the traffic jam that makes me the bitter fool I am, but this four-wheel buggy's a dollaring me to death. For gas and oils and fluids and grease and wires and tires and antifreeze and them accessories, well, honey, that's something else. Well, you can get stereo tape and a color TV, get a backseat bar and reclining seats, and just pay once a month like you do your rent. Well, I figured it up, and over a period of time, this $4,000 car of mine cost $14,099. Well, now, Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horseless carriage has become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done? Father and mother own one whole car and a half another, and I bet that half a car's a trick to drive, don't you? But the thing that amazes me, I guess, is the way we measure a man's success by the kind of an automobile he can afford to buy. Well, now, red light, green light, traffic cop, right turn, no turn, must turn, stop, get out the credit card, honey, we're out of gas. Well, now, all the cars place end to end would reach to the moon and back again. There'd probably be some poor fool pull out the pass. Well, now, how I yearn for the good old days without that carbon dioxide haze hanging over the roar of the interstate. Well, if the Lord that made the moon and the stars would have meant for me, then you'd have cars, he'd have seen that we're all born with a parking space. Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horseless carriage has become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done? Come away with me, Lucille, in my smoking, choking automobile.
En el año 1972 se llevó un Grammy este conocidísimo cantante de música country, que nació en Atlanta, Georgia, el 20 de marzo del año 1937. También tuvo mucho éxito con el tema He's Bone and Down, perteneciente a la banda sonora de la película Smoke and the Bandit. Aquí hemos escuchado en más de una ocasión. Falleció a los 71 años en el 2008 y le vamos a despedir por ahí. Lo hacemos con este de Uptown Poker Club. Well, he played him tight, but after a while he done lost himself a considerable pile. So he got mad, he stood up and he made this little speech. Now, boys, you see this razor? Well, I had it sharp just today. Now, I'm coming in here with my rules that everybody gonna follow when they play. Now, you, Clyde, you keep your hands on top of the table when you need it, please. Quit taking them little wild cards and sticking them down there between your knees. And Jesse, quit making all them funny signs like you trying to tip off your hand. You better talk to me in America, son, America, so I can understand. And Leroy, quit taking them off at the bottom. Oh, that's rough. Just take five off the top, then stop. That's enough. And pass me them cards, son. Let me cut on them things every time before you do. I like to handle them things, boy. I like to see. 'Cause I got news for you, lad. You ain't playing this game according to that fella Harley. Uh-uh, no. Tonight you playing this game according to me. Well, now sitting around the table in that there game, it just happened to be this old one-eyed one-eyed man, and Bill kept watching him out the corner of his eye. This old one-eyed cat, he'd been dealing kind of funny. He done took a whole bunch of Big Bill's money. So Bill rose up and he looked around the room, and with a sigh he said, said it's awful shame. I said there's somebody cheating in this here game. Said, of course it ain't gonna do for me to stand up here and mention the guy. So I'll refrain from calling that party's name, but you let me catch him cheating just once again, and I'm gonna take my fist and I'm gonna close that other eye. Now, you see this razor? Well, I had it sharp just today. Now I'm coming in here with my rules that everybody must follow when they play. Now, Clyde, you keep them bony hands up here on top of the table when you deal in trade. Don't go taking them little wildies and sticking them off down there between your knees. And Jesse, could I make all them monkeys sign you still trying to tip off your head? You better talk to me in America, big AA, so I can understand. And Leroy, quit taking them off the bottom of the deck, son. I tell you, that's rough. This is an army game, son. Take five and haul. That's enough. Pass me them pasteboards over here. Let me cut them things every time before you deal. Cause I like to delve in there, son. I got to see. But I got news for you, boys. You ain't playing this game according to that fella Harley. Tonight, you playing this game according to me. Now then, seeing as how you all know that I didn't ride in here on a head of cabbage, Henry, if you'll break out another deck of them bicycles, me and the boys will get on with the business. But keep your eye on that fella wearing the patch. He holds them cards kind of funny. If he ain't careful, somebody around this table liable to jack his jaw. Son, I feel like my luck just changed.
Gasolinera Zubicoeta de Ataun distribuye gasóleo B para calefacciones. Además, junto con el combustible para todo tipo de vehículos, ofrecen gasóleo para uso agrícola. Infórmate llamando a los teléfonos 943-180486 y 943-180021. Gasolinera Zubicoeta, en el polígono industrial Zubicoeta, Ataun.
Martxoaren 14tik 25era bitartean, Beasaingo Bareak Merkatari Elkarteak erosketa sarituen kanpaina jarri du martxan. Egun horietan zehar, erosketak Beasain txartelarekin eginez gero, 5, 10, 15, 20 edota 50 euroko sariak irabazteko aukera izango dute bezeroek. Hartukokoan, martxoan zehar ere, erabili zure Beasaingo Bareak Merkatari Elkarteko txartela eta lortu erosketa saritu ugari.
Bal, zenekien aluminio edo PVC-ko leioa jarriez gero berugailoaren kontzuman asko aurreztuko duzula, ormaiz egin onak aluminio lantegiak egingo dizkizu lan horiek. Eskatu aurrekontua. Onak aluminio lantegia Igara auzoan, ormaiz egin, telefonoa 944-16-1911.
Bueno, un 19 de marzo del año 1975 se publicaba Hertz, el quinto álbum del trío América y el cuarto, cuya inicial era la letra H. Seguirían con esta costumbre con sus dos siguientes álbumes, History y Harbor. Bueno, pues en este álbum se incluían algunos grandes clásicos de la banda, como por ejemplo una canción que ha tenido múltiples versiones. Hemos escuchado en versión en castellano, la versión de música disco, en fin, todo tipo de versiones de esta gran canción incluida en este álbum de América, este Sister Golden Air.
I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Will I keep on thinking about you, Sister Golden Hair Surprise? And I just can't live without you. Can't you see it in my eyes? I've been one poor correspondent, and I've been too hard to find. But make it.
Bueno, por aquel entonces todavía seguían como trío. Siempre nos ha gustado mucho el sonido del grupo América. Y bueno, en este álbum, igual que en el anterior, contaron con la producción de George Martin. Casi nada, ¿eh? El disco fue grabado en las sesiones de estudio en Sausalito, en California. Ocupó el puesto número 4 en las listas Billboard 200. Se llegaron a extraer 3 singles. Uno, por supuesto, el Sister Golden Air, que acabamos de escuchar. El Woman Tonight, que fue número 44 en las listas, y esa canción que fue top 20, el tema que abría el disco, Daisy Jane, América.
Back to Memphis, gotta find my Daisy Jane. Well, the summer's gone and I hope she's feeling the same. Well, I left her just to roam the city, thinking it would ease the pain. I'm a crazy man and I'm playing my crazy game. Does she really love me? I think she does. Like the stars above me, I know, because when the sky is bright, everything's all. Flying me back to Memphis, honey, keep the oven warm. Well, the clouds are clearing and I think we're over the storm. Well, I've been picking it up around me. Daisy, I think I'm sane. Well, I'm awful glad and I guess you're really to blame. The stars above me, how I love you. When it's cold at night, everything's alright. Does she really love me? I think she does.
Daisy Jane fue uno de los singles importantes del disco y es el tema que abría esa lunera y el quinto disco del grupo América, el llamado Hearst. El Gran Ol' Opry, la hora que dedicamos a la country music todas las semanas. Los lunes entre las 6:15 y 7. Los miércoles de 7:30 a 8:30 de la mañana. Y los sábados, pues a la misma hora que el lunes, a partir de las 6. Y todo esto nos llega por gentileza de Aluminios Onak de Ormeitegi. Y es que en Aluminios Onak, aparte de ser verdaderos profesionales, con la simpatía que te atienden, que eso es muy importante, los años de experiencia, pues Marga, que es una gran vaquera. Vamos ahora con Carlens Carter.
Ride us all, forgetting everything
qué buena canción, pero bueno, que no hemos escuchado a Carly Carter, como habéis podido comprobar, sino a los New Riders of the Popper Side. Y bueno, ya que habíamos pinchado la canción y como es tan chula, digo, no la vamos a cortar por la mitad, pues para decir que no hemos puesto la que hemos presentado. En fin, hemos disfrutado con este tema de los New Riders. The Sires, este dúo formado por Ben Hart y Chrissy Rose, este grupo formado, o este dúo formado en el año 2013, un dúo de música country que acaban de editar su nuevo disco llamado Ten Year Plan, donde incluyen canciones como I See Stars. Este fue el primer single de Sires.
It's been a long night, a long time since we've laid like this in the moonlight, chasing shadows, losing battles. Got used to watching the clouds cry, but I'm looking up right now and I see stars. And out of a million, only one has got to fall. I see stars, you and me, and we don't need to catch them all. When you're beside me, there's a silver lining shining wherever you are. Yeah, I see stars.
Like a slow dance, only you can stop the world from spinning out of my hands. Paint a new sky when I'm flying blind. So even when I close my eyes,
yeah, I see stars.
I See Stars con este dúo de Sires y este álbum que se ha editado hace poquito, Ten Year Plan. El gran Lopri.
Got you on my mind, feeling kind of sad and low. Got you on my mind, feeling kind of sad and low. Wondering where you are, wondering why you had to go. Tears began to fall every time I hear your name. Tears begin to fall every time I hear your name. Mm-hmm.
Since you went away, nothing seems to be the same. No matter how I try, my heart keeps telling me that I can't forget you. If it should ever be that you wanna come back to me, I'm gonna let you. Got you on my mind, feeling kinda sad and low. Got you on my mind, feeling kinda sad and low. Wondering where you are, wondering why you had to go.
Bueno, y hoy nos vamos a despedir con un álbum que me encanta, de los Doobie Brothers, grabado en directo en el año 1983, el Farewell Tour. Y es que la pasada semana cumplió 72 años John Harman, miembro fundador además de esta importantísima banda, los Doobie Brothers, Comenzó como único baterista en el grupo, pero bueno, luego a los pocos años metieron otra batería, subieron dos baterías en el grupo. Y estuvo con ellos entre 1970 y 79, luego del 87 al 92. Participó en una decena de álbumes de los Doobie Brothers, donde se incluían algunos de los grandes éxitos como el China Grove, Long Train Running o el Barack Weather. En el año 92 se retiró definitivamente de la banda John Harman, que el pasado 18 de marzo cumplió 72 años. Bueno, pues yo no sé si aquí él estaba o no tocando la batería, creo que en esa época no, el Farewell Tour, pero yo tenía el capricho de traer ese doble álbum grabado en directo, que yo desde que lo escuché cuando se editaba en ese año, en el 83, me encantó. Y fijaros qué instrumental con el que nos vamos a despedir hoy. Este es Steamer Lane Breakdown Instrumental Country Campero con los Doobie Brothers, que suena realmente bien. Ser felices, ya es una nueva edición del Gran Olopri.